bees from. That was in the spring when we had to submit everything. Now McTish has notified us that their rates have gone up, even though we accepted their rates. So I, with Dan and myself, we checked with the Wayne County Redevelopment Authority, who's still administering this grant, and the contract, all the contracts are still in the borough's name, but the invoices will be paid out of the borough's allotment of CDBG funds. Since the amount is more than what we had allowed previously, I'm not sure how it's going to affect. We have 7 intersections that we want to install our RFBs on. So before you now is the contract from McTish that borough council would have to execute. Previously, you had a motion to accept the old one, but I can't have the council president execute a new one without council permission because the price has changed. So if you look to the second to last page, I think it is the total price now for just the surveying, okay, is $20,825. That's for 7 intersections. The PennDOT permit requires the engineering and the actual PennDOT application, which is where you're going to pay somewhere up to $8,000 to LNV engineering. And then the TAPCO is over $6,000 for each intersection. So that is why you're using that entire year's allocation to do this PennDOT permit for the 7 locations. So basically tonight before you is the consideration of McTish, who actually has the expertise to do the surveying for the PennDOT requirements for the permit application. And they are recommended by the engineer doing the PennDOT application for the borough.
I guess my question is, first of all, thank you for the explanation for everyone and, you know, shedding light on it as well. My question is if we've already accepted the rate schedule previously, I don't understand how they can change it on us if we've already went through the process of CDBG. I mean, this is a pretty straightforward.
But this is a contract between the borough and McTish, and they notified us that their prices have changed, and therefore they will not do the project unless we didn't sign the contract before, we just accepted their rates. But now they're telling us that their prices have changed.
And how much has it changed, though?
Yeah.
Pardon?
How much has it changed?
You have any figures from last time? I did not have a chance to go back and look.
Is it a significant amount?
I'd say it's less than $5,000.
And that will cover all the 7, that would cover all 7 locations for the RRFBs?
How the process works is you do the PennDOT application, which requires the borough to do a resolution and these massive mylars. They're huge documents that are 36 inches. That's what you need the engineer to do. To do that, PennDOT requires specific engineering, and there are companies out there that specialize in doing these types of surveys or these PennDOT applications. McTish is one of them. And they have worked with the engineer that you're hiring to do it.
Which is what, Jerry?
LNV Engineering. So you can hire another surveyor, but that's going to delay the project because then you're going to have to hire a professional to review the qualifications, and who are you going to pick if you send out an RFP. You have to hire someone to write the RFP, and then that just delays your project and eats up more of your allocation.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, I think the question I think from the council members would be, if we go forward, are we on the hook for the extra money, or is that going to go back through?
Well, if you go forward with it, you always start out with paying for your engineer, the surveying, because that gets done with PennDOT. Your permit that you receive from PennDOT can always be renewed, okay, beyond the point of your CDBG funding.
So we could use CDBG funding for not just next year, but we could use it for the year after as well to pay for whatever's left over?
If you wish to allocate it, or you could find another source from it like general fund. Okay. As I explained in an email to the grants committee, is the engineering and the surveying has to be done to get the PennDOT paperwork done. Then the final thing is actually purchasing the TAPCO RRFBs. And if you needed to, if you run out of money, you just don't buy that last intersection.
This is Councilman McAllister. I seem to remember when we were first discussing these RRFBs, there was some confusion as to who was going to perform what service, and that's why we delayed making a decision on adopting the program to place these RRFBs on the last meeting, or when we had that meeting. And if you take $21,000 and divide it by seven, I believe you get $3,000 per unit as the surveying fee for the seven potential sites. Each one of those sites, as far as I can tell, is going to add value to the borough as a whole.
Absolutely.
And we already have several sites where these instruments are working. I think they may not work as well as we would like, because I'm sure all of you have had occasions where you watched them blink and you watched them proceed right through the process. But at least there is some type of safety factor involved there. And I think for the borough, I'm in favor of recognizing that their costs have gone up. This is actually putting icing on the cake and actually getting the program in a position where it can move forward. So I would be absolutely in favor of granting this particular situation. Thank you.
Jim, since you're the grants committee, would you like to make that motion?
Yeah, sure.
Can I just make one last comment on it, just quickly? One of the things that's on here is the 14th Street in Maine, which is by the library. And that's what sort of drove, probably I'm going to talk louder here. And that's what sort of drove this, is the one little girl was crossing the street. She ran and nearly got hit. Did she get hit? Yeah, she did get hit.
She did get hit.
And that's what sort of drove this so hardly. So I don't want to say anything to slow this down. It's already taken almost a year and a half, 2 years now.
I agree.
By the time we talked about it, the time of actually getting, we're still not there yet.
It has been in the three-year plan multiple cycles. Every year you have to adopt a three-year plan.
Yeah.
And this is now finally gotten up to the point where the money and the environmental stuff is done, and now we're actually progressing.
Yeah, so I'm just saying is I appreciate it. That's, I just want to give councilmembers a history on this in case they're not aware.
I move that Borough Council execute the required paperwork from McTish, Kunkel, and Associates to begin the survey work as required for the PennDOT permits for the installation of the rectangular rapid flashing beacons at the designated intersections as submitted in the application.
Yeah, the motion has been made. I'm assuming, Mr. McAllister, you would second that motion?
Yes, I would second that motion.
Okay, thank you. The motion has been made by Jim Jennings, second by Mr. McAllister. Any question or discussion from any council members on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously. Thank you.
That's all from the grants.
All from the grants committee. Insurance committee this evening. Jared, anything to report?
Not much. I'll just say we're still working with our insurance agent to find different options for our workman's comp coverage, and then we also do have a backup with the state, so we will have several options in the near future. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Chair. That's not it. That's very important. Parks and Recreation Committee, again, back to Mr. Jim Jennings.
Yeah, I don't have a huge update. We did have a movie in the park scheduled for the 30th that had to be postponed or canceled. Yeah, the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting is next Wednesday, the 10th. So I invite everybody to come out and talk to the commission about their thoughts on the park. As for the sign issue, I understand the frustration for sure. We do our best to get everything from school sign-up signs, mattress signs, political signs in and out of the parks as quickly as possible. I'm looking forward to that conversation at the Parks Commission as well. Any remarks regarding the playground equipment in the park? We really want to, we want to make a really good choice there, make something kind of quick with the dollars that are available. And as we're moving towards producing equipment, we want to make the choice and want to make our money go farther. And a lot of these playground equipment manufacturers allow for matching grants. So once we have the equipment kind of nailed down, from the style or whatever the set is, we can work with those companies to see if there's any sorts, any ways to, again, make that that money go further, so and provide for an even better park experience. So, take a look at the correspondence that was sent last round, and if you have anything, you can email me, you can, you know, come to the Parks Commission meeting and talk about it and kind of game plan it too. If you have kids or not, it's your park. So, you know, it's important that everybody kind of joins in and has their say for the kind of future generations of park goers, whether they're visitors or citizens or, you know, or families or not. So thanks for your time. If you have any questions or feedback, please let me know.
Thank you, Jim. This evening, the Parking Committee, anything to report at this time?
We have nothing to report.
Okay, thank you. Public Safety Committee this evening, Bob Jennings.
Yes. I have three motions that will be made. First is the distribution to the fire department. The second one is advertisement for police candidates. The third is civil service rules and regulations. The first one is, again, for the fire companies. I move to distribute the following amount of $10,000 to each of the four fire companies, namely Hose 1, Alert, Hook and Ladder 2, Protection Engine Number 3, and Texas Number 4, for a total of $40,000.
Second.
Yeah, motion has been made by Robert Jennings and seconded by Jason Newbon. Any question or comments on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously.
The next motion to advertise for applicants for the police department. I move that Honesdale Borough advertise for applicants for candidates for consideration as officers of the Honesdale Police Department with applications being submitted on or before November 30, 2021.
Second.
There has been a motion made by Robert Jennings, again seconded by Jason Newbon. Any further question or discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously.
Third motion, Civil Service Commission. I move that Borough Council request that the Honesdale Borough Civil Service Commission take any and all measures to amend its bylaws consistent with the court requirement that any candidate applying for police department consideration have Act 120 certification in hand at the time of application to comply with Council's motion of October 18, 2021.
Motion has been made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Jared Newman. Any question or comment from any council member on this motion?
Yes, I have Councilman McAllister. I'm not sure whether this motion directly relates to the concept that we were going to encourage candidates who were seeking Act 120 training to be engaged by the department prior to completing the Act 120, because the borough itself was going to engage them while they were performing the 120 accreditation. Am I wrong in understanding that direction?
McAllister, that the motion speaks for itself. This one effectively suggests that candidates should have already acquired Act 120 training certification.
Which means they would have already completed the Act 120 training.
Yeah. But Ms. Polkowski will tell you better, probably.
If I may, the police chief agreed with the motion, the draft motion that was presented that Councilor Jennings just read. This allows the Civil Service Commission time while applicants are actually applying for the program to reevaluate their rules and regulations and come back to Borough Council before any such hirings or engagements are made. And then if they come back with any suggested changes to their rules and regulations, Council has time to adopt those changes. And therefore, you may have eligible candidates to run through the program.
Okay, and to that extent, it's my understanding that the Lackawanna College program is going to commence in January of this coming year, with an expectation of graduating by, I think, October or November of 22. So that gives them an opportunity to complete the course. And what you're saying is this motion allows us to have the opportunity to allow the Civil Service Commission to adopt its regulations or alter their regulations so that we, in fact, will have the opportunity to evaluate candidates who are going to participate in the Act 120 program.
Because the Civil Service Commission would have to, if this motion passes, I would be directed to write a letter to the Civil Service Commission. They would plan a meeting. They would discuss it and get back to you either before your next meeting or your first meeting in December, or before you offer any such candidates positions in the program. It would have to happen quickly because the candidates have to have their applications in 2 weeks before January 1st. And they
That's what's concerning me right now, is this expediting the matter in some fashion so that we can actually have this occur, because I'm getting a little concerned with the passage of time.
That is correct. The passage of time is very crucial here. So if this is delayed, then your program is delayed for an entire year.
So is there some way we can, do we have a time span that we can direct Civil Service Commission to take action more quickly? Or we would like a response from them within 2 weeks? Or
you can only make the suggestion. Keep in mind that you have another motion that I think has been adopted already in regard to sending successful candidates to the Municipal Officers Training and Education Program.
Okay.
At your expense, and you'll pay them while they're there. It's full-time, I think it's 6 or 7 months.
Correct.
If it's part-time, it's almost a year.
But there are no part-time training sessions going on now, so the
I'm
only...
I'm not sure what starts in January, but that's my general understanding. But many of the candidates probably have to do it part-time.
Well,
unless they're employed by, unless they're already effectively engaged by the municipality.
Okay.
And that is what the crucial time limit is for.
Okay,
Borough Council would actually have to hire them.
That's my point.
And Borough Council would not get reimbursed
for
any of the expenses until next November or December.
Correct.
So you're paying them for an entire year, their tuition, their equipment, and their wage, with the hopes of being reimbursed later in that year. There is not another program after January until November of 2022.
Okay, my discussion on this matter is satisfactory at this point, and I would be willing to adopt the motion if...
Okay, the motion is made and seconded. Is there any further conversation or question from any council member? And all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously. Thank you.
And that's all I have to report.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Next, moving down again is stormwater. I'm sorry to say, go back to Jim Jennings, our hardest working council member. Of course, you all work hard. Don't get me wrong. Everybody works hard. We call on him more.
Okay. So, a couple things. So, to report, since the last time we've met at the school, I've had 3 on-site visits, I think, with DPW Director Brown. We were up at Grove Street property, Mrs. Rickard's property, trying to figure out to do with the sinkhole before that project gets done. We were twice up in Crestmont at the Vonson property. So trying to figure out a couple issues up there. So the stormwater committee is, you know, looking for times to meet as a group in order to kind of hash out some of the issues up at Crestmont and develop like a holistic game plan that the residents are experiencing up there, because it's quite significant. so we are developing, a team DPW Director Brown was up there today with Cobra Line scooping those pipes that are kind of directionalized west of the entrance of Crestmont to kind of figure out what they look like and where they're at and all the good stuff. So there's a lot to dig through, so we should have a report ready for the next meeting. And look to meet with property owners up there as well, since we've been meeting on site with them to get our eyes on it. So with that in mind, there are a couple bids that we are going to be opening tonight. Stormwater again is at the forefront, and you know, we're looking for any and every creative or logical or straightforward solution that we can find to make this the area clear from runoff, but also, you know, just out and out safer and more pleasant for the residents, both property owners and also the street. So this bid, actually I should do the next one. Okay, so this is One Crestmont Drive. There's a lot here. Do I need to read the engineering report and all that stuff? Just to open it up.
Just need to open them.
Okay, it's been a while, so thank you for your patience. Okay. The first one here is from Leeward Construction, Inc. 239 Golf Hill Road, Holmesville, Pennsylvania. Received at 11-1 at 11:06. One Crestmont Drive stormwater replacement.
Speak up so everybody can hear.
I'm sorry. $34,800 even. This one is from A&A Excavating, Andrew Corb, 1045 Owego Turnpike, Honesdale. Date 10/29/2021, 12:40 p.m. Thank you. $24,850 even. $24,850 even.
Jim, sorry, we didn't hear that. What was that?
That was for A&A Excavating and Trucking LLC, Andrew Corb.
Okay.
1045 Owego Turnpike.
Thank you.
Go through the letter from the Dimebag.
No, just the name and their total bid, and then the solicitor and the engineer will review them.
This is Coors Excavating, 264 Grimms Road, Holmesville, PA, 11-1-2021 at 11:40 a.m. Coors Excavating is, for One Crestmont Drive, $33,900. This new one is from Rutledge Excavating, 88 Galilee Road, Tyler Hill, Pennsylvania. Received 11-1 at 11:40. Double enveloped. Mm. Okay, so the bid from Rutledge Excavating, Inc., 88 Gallery Road in Tyler Hill, is $44,198. Sorry, and this is the last one from Pioneer Construction, 3298 Lake Ariel Highway in Honesdale. Received on 11-1 at 11:20 a.m. The bid from Pioneer Construction Company, Inc., 3298 Lake Ariel Highway in Honesdale, is $33,850. So that is, I think, everything for those. For those specific ones. Okay. Solicitor Henry, do you need to review these? Are you reviewing these with Tad?
Yes.
Okay. They should review them.
Right.
So we should do pending. We should pending review. Okay. I believe it was. I'm sorry.
A&A.
Okay. I move that Borough Council accept the bid in the amount of $24,850 from A&A Excavating and Trucking LLC for the stormwater repair of 1 Crestmont Drive, pending review of solicitor and our stormwater engineer, JHA Consultants.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Jason Newbon. Any question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously. Thank you. It's great. We have 5 bids. That's rare.
Okay. So this is the Route. I'm sorry. This is the Route 6 West culvert replacement. Like we have 1, 2, 3 bids. This one is, the first one is Rutledge Excavating, Inc., 88 Galilee Road, Tyler Hill, Pennsylvania. Received 11-1-2021 at 11:40 a.m. And it's double sealed. Okay, bid from Rutledge Excavating, Inc. comes in at $88,192. Second one here is by Pioneer Construction Company, Inc., 3298 Lake Ariel Highway in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Came in 11-1-2021 at 11:20 a.m. Taped up nice and tight.
Anybody have Band-Aids on standby?
That's cool. I think I can do that, I think.
You want to try this?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Taped up good. Sorry, Judy. Okay, the bid from Pioneer Construction Company, Inc., 3298 Lake Ariel Highway, Honesdale, $57,199. And okay, the last one here is from Leeward Construction, Inc., received 11-1-2021 at 11:06. All right, here we go. total for this bid is $74,130 even. All right, so with that,